BBC News with Chris Barrow. Israel says it's completed a large wave of air attacks on Tehran, targeting buildings linked to Iran's nuclear programme, including the Defence Ministry. Israeli jets also struck fuel depots near the city, setting them on fire. Iran has fired two waves of missiles into Israel overnight. At least five people were killed in a residential neighbourhood near Haifa in the north of the country. There are also reports of at least one dead and 30 injured in central Israel. Donald Trump has been overseeing a large military parade in Washington as mass protests take place across the United States against his leadership. The protesters accuse Mr. Trump of attacking civil rights and displaying increasingly authoritarian tendencies. A huge search is taking place in the US state of Minnesota for a man who shot dead a Democratic Party politician and her husband. A 57-year-old suspect is accused of killing Melissa and Mark Hortman at their home. The former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been stripped of France's highest honour, the Legion d'Honneur, as a result of his conviction for corruption. Mr. Sarkozy was found guilty of bribing a judge 4 years ago and finally handed a 3-year sentence in December last year. Large crowds have taken part in a protest in Ivory Coast's main city, Abidjan, to demand that the opposition candidates barred from a planned presidential vote be allowed to stand. Many chanted the name of the main opposition leader. He was disqualified because he was not legally a citizen when he registered for the vote. Nicaragua's first female president, Violeta Chamorro, has died at the age of 95 in Costa Rica. She entered politics after the assassination of her husband, an anti-government newspaper editor, in the late 1970s. His death helped spark the revolution which ended military rule in Nicaragua. That's the latest world news from the BBC.